ولا أرضا أرضاه. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام في وصيته: كونا للظالم خصما وللمظلوم عونا. صلوات. As you can see, we are approaching the Yawm al-Quds, the last Friday of Ramadan, which Imam Khomeini Ridwanullahi Alayh had announced as our responsibility to come out and protest and stand with the Mustad'afin and all the weakened masses and show our support towards them, all the oppressed people, and stand united under the leadership against the zalimeen. And as tonight we are commemorating the day of his martyrdom, it is very suitable to remember our responsibility. The Friday is coming very close, and you know all the innocent civilians who have been targeted in Sham by the same evil forces, and the same evil forces are targeting the innocent civilians in Iraq, and the same people who are in the same alliance are responsible for the casualties of innocents in Bahrain and in Palestine and in Pakistan and elsewhere. Wherever the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are targeted, it's because of the same global Zionist plan. And the minimum a person is required is to stand in the face of the zulm and denounce it. Denounce it in heart. If we don't even denounce in the heart, we become careless and carefree, then we are not even Muslims. Isn't it right? There's a difference between a statue and a human. Isn't it right? So because we are human beings, we have to take sides. You cannot be neutral. You have, when you find this oppression taking place, and then you find some people bringing those excuses, no, these are Nawasib and Nasibi people, and why are we supposed to support the Nasibi? We are not supporting the Nasibi. We are supporting Islam. We are not supporting any Nawasib. We are supporting Islam. You think Masjid al-Aqsa is also a Nasibi? Is it allowed to be silent and sakit over ihtilal and occupation of Masjid al-Aqsa? Is allowed in the Sharia of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam? Look at the uzr, excuses, people constantly bring, constantly keep up bringing to justify their un-Quranic and un-Islamic and opposite to the Nahjul Balagha policy. Opposite to Nahjul Balagha, mudad li Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam wa walayat Ahlul Bayt. Because walayat of Ahlul Bayt stands to stand in face of the zulm and zalim and never stay sakit over the zulm. Where there are people who say, oh, it's okay to be sakit. What kind of people are these? Definitely nothing to do with the Holy Prophet. Man sami'a munadiyan yunadi ya lil muslimin. You know, whoever hears a Muslim person calling for help and doesn't respond positively, falaysa bi muslimin. He's not a Muslim. The Prophet doesn't call him a Muslim. So, it's our responsibility to, and these people forget the point that it's, we have to take a stand against the Yazid and Shimr and Umar ibn Sa'd of today. And these Zionist lobbies are the Yazids of today. So we have to oppose. If you are loving Amir Mumin alayhi salam and we love Ahlul Bayt, this is the practical application of the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam today. That we oppose their enemies. وَإِنَّ وِلَايَتَهُ لَا تُقْبَلْ إِلَّا بِالْبَرَاءَةِ مِنْ أَعْدَائِهِ. How many people are doing bara'at from their enemies? So it's our responsibility, brothers and sisters, to that's the minimum we can do. That's the minimum we can do to protect our humanity, insaniyat. The difa an al-insaniyat. For our own insaniyat. If we don't stand against the zulm, we are not humans. We are worse than animals because even animals stand to defend certain values that they are taught by Allah. So we will be worse, adal min al an'am and adal min al haywanat, if we don't stand against the zulm. So Amir al-Mu'mineen has mentioned to al-Hasan and al-Husayn alayhim as-salam in his wasiyyat, kuna lil-zalimi khasman. وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنَا. Be an enemy towards the zalim, and you know, and a supporter towards the mazloom. أُسِيكُمَا بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ فِي مِنْ وَصِيَّتِهِ لِلْحَسَنِ وَالْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِمَ السَّلَامِ. أُسِيكُمَا بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. I give advice to you about taqwa of Allah. وَأَنْ لَا تَبْغِيَ الدُّنْيَا وَإِنْ بَغَتْكُمَا. And don't seek dunya even though the dunya seeks you. That's what I'm saying is what we learn in the light of the hadith. وَلَا تَأْسَفَ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ مِنْهَا زُوِيَ عَنْكُمَا. Whatever is no longer in your hands from dunya, don't be sorry over that. Anything we lose from the material, temporary belongings of this dunya is nothing to be sorrowful about. It's going to die anyway. It's going to be lost. The whole dunya is going to be devastated. Isn't it right? So there is no room for a mu'min to be sorrowful over whatever we lose from this dunya. When we lose something which is a value, al-qiyamul ilahiyya, a value of Quran and Ahlul Bayt that we were supposed to perform, which has a benefit on akhirat. That's where, and we could not do that, that's where we need to be sorrowful. Today I lost one value of Quran. I was supposed to show izzat. I was supposed to have sharaf. I was supposed to have karamatun nafs. I was supposed to have, you know, shahamat. I was supposed to have shuja'at, but I didn't show that. I was supposed to have iffat, but I didn't display that. That's where we need to be sorrowful about. وَكُونَ لِلْظَالِمِ خَصْمًا. And be an opponent to the ظَالِم وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ. Some people practice Islam as long as they don't have to perform anything where their interests of dunya is going to become, they perceive is going to be under threat. In their za'am, in their perception, although it's not going to be like this, dunya and whatever is in muqaddar and destined from Allah to reach you is never going to be under threat. No power can take your destined share of this dunya away from you. In another statement, Amir Mumineen alayhi salam has said that wama a'malul bir kulluha. So they say there are some people who are performing the salah, this is not part of hadith. Some people are performing salat and psalm and hajj and all those things because they think their lifestyle is okay with performing those ibadat. So this is not the sincerity of a person is proven through. Sincerity cannot be proven through these of the ibadat with which you perceive you are doing, because your dunya and its interests are not going to be harmed. Isn't it right? لو أضرت الصلاة بسائر ما يعملون بأموالهم وأنفسهم لرفضوها كما رفضوا أسمى الفرائض وأشرفها. If the salat would have been harming their lifestyle, the convenience of life, they would have abandoned salat as well. Why these people are praying? Because they think praying is not going to harm anything of their lifestyle of this dunya. So okay, that's okay to do. At least we can satisfy to our nafs. We are not bad people either. See, I'm praying as well. So if you are sincere towards Allah, why are you picking and choosing some of the duties and neglecting the rest? So this, the way these people have neglected Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar, same way they would have abandoned the Salat as well. So look at what Amir Mu'min alayhi salam says, وَمَا أَعْمَالُ الْبِرِّ كُلُّهَا وَالْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ عِنْدَ الْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ إِلَّا كَنَفْسَةٍ فِي بَحْرٍ لُجِّي. Look at, in the light of this hadith, we understand that you keep all the good deeds on one side, including jihad. Because this is what people perceive, that's the best of the worship. You are sacrificing your own life. What's more than that? You give your life for the sake of Allah. In the eyes of Imam Ali alayhi salam, even if you give your life for the sake of Allah, you do the jihad and all the rest of the worships, but you did not perform Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, what's the value of all of your amal, including your jihad? Because he says that the status of all the amal, in the light of his hadith, we learn that all the good deeds, including jihad, towards Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, is like you are blowing on an ocean, on a deep ocean. How much, what's the value of you blow your breath over a deep ocean? So this is the status of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. And this is the reason you find there's so much Nuraniyat for Imam al-Khumayni Ridwanullah alayhi. Why he had so much Nuraniyat and Jalal and Haybat, that mushrikeen were shivering in front of him because of the Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. He said, you know, I'm not one of those mullahs to come and sit on this corner and grab a sibha, a tasbih, in a bead in my hand and just do subhanallah, 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 and ignore what is going on in the Islamic world. I am not one of them. No. I'm going to raise my voice. He didn't believe in separating religion from politics. Isn't it right? So he raised all the Islamic awareness, as-sahwatul islamiyya, all the Islamic awareness in the entire ummah is because of the Amr bil Ma'ruf, not because of the Salat, not because of the Psalm, not because of the Fitrah, not because of the Zakat, not because of the Khums. All the Islamic awareness is because of those who did Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. This is why people are praying, because of their Amr bil Ma'ruf, Salat is installed. Iqamatul Salat is because of Amr bil Ma'ruf. Fasting is installed because of some people doing Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. People are giving khums because some people are doing Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. People are going for Hajj because some people are doing Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. These are the pillars of the whole religion, including Tawheed. Even Tawheed rests on doing Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. And if you don't do that, then what's the status of your prayers? Nothing. There's no value of this kind of prayers without the Amr and Nahi. And then the reason, there are two reasons why people avoid doing it. And both of the two reasons are addressed by Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in his hadith, where he says, وَإِنَّ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ لَا يُقَرِّبَانِ مِنْ أَجَلٍ. Some people perceive that if you do Amr bil-Ma'ruf, your death will arrive quickly. The enemies will kill you quicker. Isn't that right? That's the reason number one why some people are, you cannot outfox the Creator. Don't try to play smarter than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't that right? So the reason why some people are trying to avoid it, because they perceive their death will arrive. Well, you think the death is in the hands of your enemies? Not in the hands of Allah. Look at what Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَإِنَّ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and the Amr, Amr bil-Ma'ruf, bidding the good, وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, forbidding the bad, does not bring the death closer. وَلَا يَنْقُصَانِ مِنْ رِزْقِ, and doesn't. The reason number two why some people are not doing it, because they think their job will be lost. Their job will be lost. They will lose the risk and sustenance and the money they are earning from this world. Look at the second reason addressed by Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, where he says, لَا يُنْقُصَانِ مِنْ رِزْقِ, that means Amr and Nahi does not decrease in the risk. وَأَفْضَلُ ذَلِكَ كَلِمَةُ عَدْلٍ عِنْدَ إِمَامٍ جَائِرٍ. And the most superior of it is saying the word of justice in front of the zalim ruler. This is what the Prophet has been doing since the beginning of his life. Amir al-Mu'mineen has been doing since the beginning of his life. The biggest nuraniyat in the ruhaniyat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is because of every worship that he performed. And the most superior of the worships that he performs is Amr bil-Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar. There's no one, even Imam Hussain alayhi salam says that man ra'a sultanan ja'iran mustahillan li haramillah naqisan li ahdillah ya'malu fi ibadillah bil ism wal udwan falam yughayyir alayhi bi fi'lin wala qawl. Whoever sees a zalim ruler with those attributes, who considers, in other words, we learn in the light of that hadith, someone who considers the, you know, haram of Allah to be halal, breaches the covenant of Allah, and performs sin and rebellion among the people. So, and he didn't show any reaction. بِفِعْلٍ, neither through the action, وَلَا قَوْلٍ, nor through a statement. And no reaction. Whatever the zalim is doing, we have no reaction towards him. This kind of practice of Islam. No reaction towards the zalim. Well, if you want to just keep on praying and fasting, and you have nothing to do with what the zalim is doing, then first of all, you are not going to be counted among with the Rasulullah and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam if you have nothing to do with the zalim. If you're not opposing the zalim, you're not even counted to be a Muslim. You're not counted to be with them. Look at what Imam Hussain then says after that Arabic statement. He says, wa ana ahaqqu man ghayyara. I am the most deserving one who showed the reaction. The biggest reaction against the zalim was showed by Imam Hussain alayhi salam through his action and through his statements, both. This is what makes Hussain ibn Ali the greatest. This is what makes the Ahlul Bayt to be the greatest, because they showed the reaction against the zalimin to the highest level. That's why zalimin killed them. Otherwise, who would bother to kill? Isn't it right? But they killed them on the time when it was destined, not before that time. So don't think we can be killed ahead of the time. And when the time is arriving, now we better get killed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Karamatuna min Allah is shahada. Our karamat from Allah is shahada. Isn't it right? So if we become shaheed fi sabilillah, that's the biggest karamat. Amir Mumin al-Salam, when he was invited in the house of Umm Kulthum salamullah alayha for iftar, and some of the narrations tell us, she put two things in front of Amir Mumin alayhi salam. And he asked her to take away, in other words, he is not ready to eat both the two things. He never ate two things in his life at the same time. And she has to remove one of the two dishes, one of the two things. So Amir Mumin performs his iftar with one thing only throughout his life. And he used to come out from the house and look at the sky, here, wallah, that's it, I swear to Allah. And this is the night, that means this is the night which has been the night. He's talking about the night where the promise of Allah was there for his shahada, for when he will have the darbat and will die because of that darbat. And as he's moving out, the ducks come around Amir Mumin alayhi salam and holding his clothes, as if the ducks are understanding that Amir Mumin is about to become shaheed. They are holding him up. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Inna hunna sawa'ih tatba'uha nawa'ih. So these are, in other words, ducks who are crying, and after them there will be women who will be crying. So obviously, when Imam Ali alayhi salam is in the sajda and he's raising, when you raise the head, obviously you raise the head with a force, you come upwards. Amir al-Mu'mineen were raising his head upwards, and at that time Shabib al-La'in strikes, but his strike misses and hits the mihrab and the taq of the mihrab, and after him was Ibn Muljim la'anatullah alayhi, who hits. And he's hitting with force, and Amir Mumineen was raising head with the force, obviously. And you can understand how powerful is that darbat. And at that time, we find Amir Mumineen alayhi salam did not quit the salat. You cannot find any riwayat that Imam Ali alayhi salam did the qat' al-salat. He break his salat. No, he continues his salat. He continued his salat. Even in that situation when blood is coming out, he continued his salat. The riwayat says, some of the ulama have narrated that we don't know, because he tried to do the sajda, he fell down. فَخَرَّ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ. He fell down over his face. He didn't have that much strength remaining. He fell down over his face. And then the next sajda, some of the ulama narrated that he was doing with ishara. And by the time Imam al-Hasan arrives, he asks his son Hasan to lead the prayers. The nida of Jibreel has already sounded. Everyone had heard the voice of Jibreel. You know, tahaddamat wallahi arkanul huda. I swear to Allah, the pillars of guidance have shattered. Well, and he said, Qutla, I am, you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen talking about Imam Ali, that he has been killed. Aliyun al-Murtada. Now we find Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he has been taken towards his house. And we find that there was a yellow cloth tied up over the forehead of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the Rawi says, I could not distinguish between the face and the cloth of Imam Ali, because his face was so pale at that final moment. You know, Amir al-Mu'mineen used to stand up throughout the night doing his prayers and munajat towards Allah. And this is the night where he is over the bed. He cannot stand up and he is doing his wasiyat. And all the hands of everyone was given into the hand of Imam al-Hasan. But the hand of Abul Fadl Abbas was not given into the hand of Imam al-Hasan. Instead, when Ummul Baneen alayhi salam asked him, the hand of Abul Fadl Abbas was given into the hand of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. How much hopes are tied up with Imam al-Hasan Hussein and Abul Fadl Abbas. But you find at the time of Tashiul Janaza, our scholars have mentioned that all the messengers of Allah were present in the Tashiul Janaza of Amir al-Mu'mineen. All the awsiya of the messengers, their deputies, were present in the Tashiul Janaza of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And you find that even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present in the Tashiul Janaza of Amir al-Mu'mineen. But you find a janaza in Karbala. Janaza ala man yabtadiru ala jasad al-Husayn. When Umar ibn Sa'd lanatullah alayh is asking his people to crush the janaza of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. The grave of Amir al-Mu'mineen was makhfi and hidden till the time of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Look at the mazlumiyat of Amir al-Mu'mineen. But look at the mazlumiyat of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. They are crushing the janaza. The grave of Imam Ali was already dug up by Prophet Nuh alayhi salam.
And this is the, you find the janaza of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein is lying over the Maidan of Karbala. There's no one to provide the ghusl and kafan or to bury Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. Sayyida Zainab comes there and says to Allah, Hada Husaynun murammalun bid-dima, muqatta'u al-a'da. This is Hussein. In other words, we learn in the light of the hadith, he's drowned in the blood. His parts of the body are cut into pieces. وَبَنَاتُكَ سَبَايَا, and your daughters, he says to Prophet, your daughters are captives. And she says to Allah, أَمْ تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا هَذَا الْقُرْبَانِ, accept from us this sacrifice.
أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ إِلَهِ بِحَقِّ الزَّهْرَاء وَأَبِيهَا وَبَعْلِهَا وَبَنِيهَا وَالصِّرِّ الْمُسْتَوْدَعِ فِيهَا. يا الله 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 يا الله. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين. اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين, لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين. اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.